This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 p.m. Uman Ezra here on the evening edition. Len Mott joins us in the studio as we take a look at stocks and markets. But Len, before the news, we were talking about AirAsia Group CEO Tansri Tony Fernandez and how he issued this apology video over his support of Barca National and the 14th GE. And we were also elaborating on the fact that the Malaysian Aviation Commission actually lodged a police report against Tony. What details do you have for us?
You scooped my story.
Well, no,
guys.
We didn't scoop. We were just
Setting you up.
It was foreshadowing of what's going to happen.
Okay, so I mean, about halfway through the apology video, when Tony Fernandez is talking about AirAsia's extra flights to bring voters home in time for polling day, Tony claims he was asked by MAVCOM to cancel those flights, right? So that's 120 flights the airline had scheduled before GE14. MAVCOM has refuted the allegations and this afternoon announced that they've lodged a police report. So looking at the press release, MAVCOM says it approved all 66 additional flights with which AirAsia applied for and never issued any directive to AirAsia or any other airline to reduce or cancel flights so long as regulatory requirements were met. So they did say they received a lot of additional flight applications and they communicated with the airlines to seek clarification if there was enough demand for all the additional flights. So Firefly, Malaysia Airlines and Malindo Air maintained their requests, but AirAsia reduced them. So in total, MAVCOM said they approved 166 flights over the period.
Right, so this has intensified the public interest in AirAsia. Now, I was mentioning to Ezra that, you know, I thought brand AirAsia was quite safe, but brand Tony has taken a hit. What do you think?
I agree, actually. So, I mean, looking at brand AirAsia, there was profit taking all of yesterday and a bit today. So, because you know, first trading day of the new administration. Right. And obviously, yesterday's apology was designed to do damage control. But considering MAVCOM's reaction, it might not be achieving the effect they hoped for.
Right.
But the general consensus seems to be that while AirAsia has been affected in the short term, the effect is limited to the short term. So because AirAsia dominates the domestic market, they monopolize 66% or two-thirds of the market share in the country. No one else has really managed to carve out the same kind of niche in the country in terms of low-cost airfare. So maybe they're too big to be rocked by this. Analysts think the only way AirAsia is going to see a long-term effect is if the current Pakatan Harapan government starts awarding routes to other airlines over this. Then they're in trouble.
Well, since we've been talking about AirAsia this evening, how did their stock do?
AirAsia Group Berhad closed down 2.6% at RM3.41, so profit-taking continuing from yesterday. And the long-haul, low-cost affiliate AirAsia X Berhad also closed down 2.6% at 38 sen.
Lin Mount, thank you very much for that market wrap. Folks, stay tuned to the evening edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.